想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. Now, today, Brian and I are going to talk about something food-related.
That's right, talking about all the different ways to describe how good your food tastes. Because in Chinese, you often, you say it very, like, literally, it's good eat or good taste or whatever. And for a lot of people, they'll check the dictionaries and they'll say, oh, delicious. And that's a very common phrase, and it's not incorrect. But actually, first off, the most common one is just say, wow,That was good, or man, that food tastes so good. Just kind of like in Chinese there. And that actually is a little more common than saying delicious.
我们中国人在说什么东西好吃的时候，基本就说好吃，真好吃。但是呢，其实在英语里面 delicious 这个词并不像我们想象中的那么常用，而用最简单的 good, that's good food, or that tastes so good, 倒反而是一种更加常用的用法。
Exactly. And then we also got appetizing there. This you don't actually use so much after you've tasted the food. It's more like you walk into a room, especially if you have appetizers, but even with, you know, dinner or whatever, you see it on the table, especially you get the sights and you get the smells there, and you think, man, that food looks so appetizing. I just want to get a piece of that. Can I start eating now?
appetizing, 直接的翻译是说开胃的，促进食欲的。但是这个词经常是用在当我们看到卖相很好的食物的时候说的，而不是在吃进食物之后表达它有多么好吃的时候说的。So we don't want to make the mistake of gobbling something up and then say appetizing.
Oh, so appetizing. No, that would come off as a little weird. And then another one that I personally like quite a bit is scrumptious. Simply scrumptious.I feel like maybe this, you might have seen this in one of those Willy Wonka movies over there, but it's a little bit funny because it's kind of formal, but if you use it in kind of a humorous or lighthearted way, like, ah, simply scrumptious, I must have some more of that, where you're kind of being mock formal and that kind of thing. But it's definitely a compliment to whoever's made that food for you.
Scrumptious 虽然也是在书面场合用到的词，但是当你对朋友的厨艺赞赏到 scrumptious 的时候，他可是会非常高兴的。
Yes, and of course, even besides these different words here, there's a lot of different phrases we use in English where we use these different flavors to describe something that isn't food. For example, a sweet tooth. Lots of people, especially Americans, have a sweet tooth. It means that you really like foods that are sweet and often have a lot of sugars.
That's right. 下面来讲一下跟酸甜苦辣各种味道相关的一些英文中的习语。A sweet tooth, 那就是非常喜欢吃甜食。
Also, we got another one, short and sweet. Often, keep it short and sweet there. You want to keep it nice and not too long.
Short and sweet 其实就是简明扼要的意思。I wish all the speeches in these Chinese meetings can be short and sweet.
Oh, that would be nice there. But meetings are sometimes important. Also, we got sweet talk.A lot of people have probably been sweet-talked at some point. They want a favor or whatever, and they come up like, oh, I love your outfit there. Man, that's just so good. And you're looking so good today. And, you know, oh, by the way, I have this little thing, and I think it would be really good for you in that kind of thing. If someone's going like that, they're sweet-talking you.
Sweet talk 是甜言蜜语，而且啊，不是平常所说的恭维大家，经常在 sweet talk 后面还有一些等着你要干的活儿，或者等着你要帮的忙呢。
Exactly, exactly. And then we have some other flavors here, of course.Like sour grapes, which I think in my personal experience, it's been more like you say, oh, don't be a bag of sour grapes or whatever, where you're kind of criticizing things and being negative without much of a use or reason.
Sour grapes, 酸葡萄这个词好像中文和英文的意思都差不多，就是说自己得不到什么样的东西，但是呢，你也别老去抱怨别人。
And then even besides sour, we of course also have bitter. And bitter is actually an interesting thing because it's an important flavor in Chinese cuisine, but in Western, certainly in American cuisine, it almost never comes up. So it's a cultural difference there. But we have things like to the bitter end, to the very end, all the way through, you know, whether it's good or bad. And often it is bitter. It's, you know, it's grueling, it's long, it's hard work. You gotta go through all the way with it to the very end.
To the bitter end, 这个词是说坚持到最后，一直到最后的意思。
Yes, and besides that, we also have spicy, which is, again, also something that's a little more common, I think, in Chinese food than in certainly American food there, but it does come up, and it does come up in language quite a lot, too. For example, to spice things up, to make it more interesting or lively or often sexy is a common and popular word there for that. So instead of keeping things boring, you know, doing the same thing every day, you change something, add a little spice, and make it spice things up there.
Spice things up 基本上就是说让生活变得更有意思一些，或者让这个 party 变得更热辣一些。
And lastly, we have the spice of life. A variety is the spice of life, meaning that you don't want to do the same thing every day. So you add variety, and that is the spice of life.
Spice of life 也有点像是生活的调味剂的意思。And that wraps up this edition of Roundtable's Word of the Week.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。